Gay Spencer joins me on the line now. We've got a hold of Gay. Gay, how are you, lovely?
I'm brilliant, thanks.
Thanks for coming on, Gay. Sorry to disturb your tea time. I think we're quite the wrong time. Bless you, darling. But thanks for coming back to us, and thanks for coming on the show and being with us tonight, Gay. Particularly, I mean, this is quite monumental, really, in terms of Heritage Open Days, because I said there, Gosport was the pioneering town, really, for all this.
Ah, well, we definitely started 30 years ago. Another town also has to be mentioned. I can't remember which one it is, but another town also started 30 years ago. But, you know, we've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, and we'll take
it. Other town, the rest of the country has been doing it for less.
Yeah, we'll take it. Gosport can take it, absolutely. But it's been a great success, though, Gay, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, every year we get something like, you know, 16 or 17,000 visitors for our events. Some of those are online, but most of them are people coming from, you know, all over the world and all over the country to visit all the wealth that you've got in Gosport.
And it is fabulous, isn't it, as well? Just a great event that everyone can get involved with. What are some of the plans then to help celebrate this sort of accolade, really, I guess, 30 years of doing it?
Well, we're in touch with the sort of the national organisation. We're putting together ideas for what we're actually doing 30 years ago. So I was talking to the chairperson, Terry Rhodes, today, and she said that 30 years ago there were still visits to HMS Sultan and visits around Royal Clarence Yard. So obviously those are some of our most exciting things that people can do today, but they were still being done 30 years ago. And we're looking at other events that have been going for such a long time. But really, the reason I wanted to talk to you today, Chris, was we need more helpers. We need more organisers. The theme this year is a European theme, and it's all about sort of routes and networks and transport and connections. So we're talking to people who've been involved with motorcycles in Gosport, the trams, buses, the railway. So there's all sorts of bits and pieces of history. We're sort of looking for experts to talk about those. But there's also towers. So we think it'd be fabulous to do something with the submarine tower at Fort Blockhurst. Obviously, we've got to get lots of permissions for these things.
Yep.
But and the Royal Haslar Hospital, there's a water tower there. We want to talk to them. But really, anyone who's got an idea for putting on an event, we want to talk to them. We can help them with obviously boring things like public liability insurance, but, you know, quite important, and sort of backup and publicity and venues. But every year, you know, we manage to put on 70 events over the 10 days. So this year it's going to be 6th to the 15th of September. But I think people coming want to see something new and something different. And we can't do that unless we've got people willing to sort of open their doors or stand up and speak or do a walk. So that's really what we're looking for this year. We've got a whole lot of information on our website about how we can help and what we're looking for. But basically, we just want people to get in touch with us and say, "Oh, I'm interested. How, you know, what can I do? How can I help?"
It does play their part, really. And I guess have a bit of knowledge about the subject matter. Just help a long way, doesn't it, really?
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you always certainly know this, but Gosport has got, you know, it's one of the richest in historical landmarks in the country. You know, obviously, London has got a few bits and pieces, but Gosport has got masses and masses of history, lots of blue plaques, lots of different things going for it. I mean, think of all the Palmerston forts. Think of all the beautiful Georgian buildings from the Navy. There's sort of stories of airfields. We've got all sorts of army. So Army, Navy, Air Force, all stories in Gosport. And this year, obviously, we've got the World War II experience happening.
Yes.
I think it's 80 years since D-Day.
That's right.
So wherever you look, there's history. But we need people to talk and to open their doors and to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. How can people do that? How can they get involved in this year's events?
Well, if they go to the website, gosportheritage.co.uk, there's a button there that says get involved, and they can push that and there's details. They can email me, so I'm media@gosportheritage.co.uk. They can contact us on Facebook or on Instagram, or they can do a direct message. Lots of different ways they can get in touch, give us their details. We're also looking for volunteers because the whole of Gosport Heritage Open Days is run by volunteers. There's no sort of paid workforce. There's nothing from the council. We're all people who just love history and heritage.
And it seems to be getting more popular, doesn't it, Gary? It seems to be more popular than ever, really. And that's all thanks to perhaps to these TV shows now, who are really sort of going for it, aren't they? There's so many of them now. But people are intrigued about, I guess, ancestry and all that kind of thing as well.
Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, there's a fantastic walk that we had last year, which has been putting on again this year, which is called The Dark Side of Gosport, which got sold out really, really quickly. You probably will again now I'm mentioning it, but that's all sort of, you know, a sort of a nighttime walk, talk, you know, hearing about all sorts of dark deeds and things happening in Gosport High Street, you know. But that was just a couple who thought, oh, you know, might be quite fun to do this, and it's just, you know, it's just sold out straight away. So we're hoping that they're going to do it once this year, but hoping they'll do it again because it was so good.
Brilliant. Yeah, and something quirky, isn't it, too? Something a bit different, which people do like as well. And as you say, there's so much there to go and have a look around the town as well, for people to get involved with. Not just from Gosport, but people this side of the harbour in Portsmouth can get involved with it too, can't they? So there's opportunities for everyone.
Well, definitely. I mean, the Royal Naval Museum the sort of submarine one and explosion, they normally get involved as well, plus obviously the Portsmouth side.
Yeah, so there's something there for everyone, really, isn't there, to get involved with that. Gay, again, just to repeat, if people want to get involved in perhaps, you know, being a volunteer on the Heritage Open Days, which is generally in September, isn't it?
Yes, it's the 6th to the 15th of September this year.
Right, OK. People can go to the website, I'm guessing, yeah, to get involved and volunteer?
Yes, they can certainly do that. They can leave a message for us on Facebook, they can send an email, Instagram, direct message, just, you know, get involved, and we'll come back to them. We'd love to hear from them.
Gay, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with it, and a busy year ahead, I'm sure, but we'll come back to you probably later on in the year, around about August time, just before the event in September, of course. Always nice to give you a plug and find out what's available for people to come along to and have a good look round, have a bit of a nose round. So there's some of those places which haven't been open for years in some cases.
That's right.
So it's always nice to have a bit of a nose, isn't it? But brilliant stuff. Gay Spencer, pleasure to talk to you tonight. Thanks for coming on tonight. And I'm glad we got you on the show. All right, lovely. You take care.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Cheers, Gay. Bye, lovely. Bye-bye.